Robinhood Radio presents Flavor Matters with Serge Matakians. He's the owner of Saravan Restaurant in Armenia. If you can't find him in the kitchen or gardens, then follow him either on Facebook or Twitter at Saravan NY.
Thank you for tuning in, everyone. This is Serge from Flavor Matters and Saravan Restaurant. I'm continuing my conversation with Dr. Vartanush Petrosyan, who is a medical doctor who was a gastroenterologist. I speak English fluently, but I have a very hard time with that word, who also had a TV show in Armenia and opened one of the first health food restaurants in Armenia. Vartanush, thank you for staying here with us.
Thank you very much. I am very happy to be here.
Vartanush, we finished the last segment by my sort of summarizing your career, your interests, and your actions in Armenia. And I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you are a kind of a social activist. Would you agree to that or no?
Yes, I am activist, and I could say I am changer and improver. I would like to say I always have no rules when I have to improve or change something and make the life of people better, happier, healthier. So I'm not afraid to be the first one to do that and to show direction to reach them. And yes, when I became a dietitian maybe 20 years ago in Yerevan, it was too wild. And everyone told me, are you crazy? Who will go to dietitian? What's the stupid profession? Are you sure that you will make Armenians to eat something healthy, eat insidious, uneasy? Why do you spend so much money for your certification and license? Go to choose the other specification. I am so happy to be the dietitian, maybe the first, but it's really what I want to have to do.
Well, I mean, it's interesting that you say that, because when you received your certification 20 years ago, Armenia was not facing the difficulties that it's facing now. Armenian children were not suffering from obesity at the rate that they do now, because the traditional home-cooked meals that you grew up with and other Armenians have grown up, especially in the rural areas, because that is still the way in rural areas Armenians eat. The urban center... They didn't see a need for that, whereas you saw that in your own practice, correct? Am I correct?
Yes, you are absolutely right.
So in treating this, in seeing your patients, in working with the UN, in opening up a restaurant, you are also a co-founder of APCE, which I would like you to tell us about that. The whole grain bread production, and you are responsible for menu and content development and quality assurance for that program. Tell us a little bit about that program.
Yeah, this is APCE. It's APSE. It's been in Armenia plate. So it's something similar with plate.
It's something similar with what? Your connection is a little bit off.
Oh, sorry. It's okay.
No worries.
How do you hear me now?
I hear you perfectly now.
Oh, thank you very much. So it's associated with healthy plate. So APSE is plate. We named this company APSE, just which is in your plate. We prepare with love. Love in Armenia is Sej.
Yes.
You have Sej Yerevan. Yes. Yerevan. Yes. And uh-huh. it's mi upset. It means a bit of love in your plate. And it was the
what a wonderful name.
Yeah, we tried a lot, we taught a lot, and then we decided to call it APSE and associate with plate and with love, because what we do, the main value for us is love and care for our customers. What about whole grain? Unfortunately, this Western touch move from our tables, every whole grain things and sourdough breads. Maybe you know, maybe no, but Armenians eat a lot of bread. In their daily life. But unfortunately, we have no healthy bread now available. Every traditions, recipes are lost, and we have only this prosit flour bread on our shops and on our tables.
I would like to clarify something here. When you say that, that the Armenians don't have that available, you are really speaking about the urban centers.
Not only, but also rural. It was a shock for me to find out that there is no whole grain meal in whole Armenia. So all our meals are only for getting this wheat, we in Armenia say, first sort of flour. So that's why we have no whole grain flour available. That's why we have no whole grain bread available.
That's interesting. I was unaware of that. I mean, I went to a few villages and, the mother of the household definitely milled the grain and made the flour and made her lavash. But you're raising an interesting point, which I want to pose you a question here. Forgive me for brev. We're short on time. I want to get a lot out of this conversation. So in relation to the whole grain, I have a question for you, because we spoke about Armenian potatoes and Armenian tomatoes, how over the last couple decades, more Western seeds and more corporate companies had provided cheaper and less expensive production of tomatoes and potatoes. And Armenia and Armenians were very proud of their potatoes and very proud of their tomatoes. And you told me the trend has reversed. So tell us really quickly about how the westernization of or the change in the production of tomatoes and potatoes in Armenia reverted back to the traditional Armenian seeds and Armenian way of growing potatoes.
Let me very briefly share my experience with this, not only as a medical doctor, but as a usual customer of favorite Armenian tomatoes. Yeah. Yes, Western seed producers met with barrier of Armenian demand of customers. So this year and last year, we had our old-fashioned traditional Armenian sorts of tomatoes. So we could say that Armenian traditions win Western seed producers, if shortly this is the real situation. So you can now have, it's very easy now, you will find in Armenia local sorts of tomatoes, for example, now.
That is wonderful to hear. So I'm wondering, what have you learned from that experience, from that transition, from that conversion, as we would say, and how can you apply that to the whole wheat project that you're working on?
From this case, I think we have two lessons learned. The first is we have core traditional values of Armenian nation that they appreciate what they have and they value. Maybe I saw border needed, but I think it's about traditions and core national values. And the second is not only about tomatoes, but also now we are very open for new kind of products. Now we are open, for example, for rucola or for broccoli, and we have local broccoli, very high quality and very cheap and available now, for example. It's not Armenian tradition, but our farmers works hard to be trendy. So from one hand, we keep our traditions and our sorts of tomatoes. On the other hand, we bring in our market new products.
Right. So the farmers are diversifying and they're trying to meet the demand. I suspect because of social media and the globalization, I mean, here you are in Yerevan and here I am in Armenia, New York, and we are having a conversation. And you and I had FaceTime yesterday, which I think is amazing. You know, 20 years ago, that didn't exist. But how do you take these trends, these new developments in Armenia and the disposition of the farmers to meet the demands of the consumers? How do you think that can help you in your effort to bring a healthier approach to the process of making bread in Armenia?
A very interesting question. From one side, we are trying to increase demand for healthy food, especially for whole grain. And even I remember some days ago that maybe this Armenian translation of whole grain, which is ambochahadik, maybe was done by me, because I looked for dictionaries maybe 10 years ago, maybe before, to find Armenian word for this whole grain. I didn't find, and I decided that I would translate myself. And I used this ambochahadik for this. And now is ambochahadik is very popular here, the word whole grain.
Good for you. Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you. Sometimes, yes, it's my activist role and changer, the improver role, maybe in this country, in this life. So for one side, we are trying to increase demand of healthy bread, whole grain bread, just sharing our experience and knowledge, what is whole grain, what are benefits of whole grain, what is the different, how to choose, how to keep, where to find it from. And the other, from the other side, we are trying
I'm sorry, I want to interject because I want to congratulate you. As you're speaking, you know, I would, all these images of my travels through Armenia and my childhood in Iran, and I thought, you know, she's right. You know, I never ate whole wheat bread. We always ate white flour bread, and bread was always present at the table. And here you are, you're changing the flavor spectrum of the Armenian people, because that is something very new. Am I correct?
Yes, you are absolutely correct.
And we're talking about a nation that, you know, is very much into do it yourself. You know, a lot of Armenian kitchens, you make your own butter, you make your own sour cream, you make your own cheese, you make your own fermented yogurt and fermented butter. So introducing something new like a whole wheat bread to a nation that is really unfamiliar with it is not an easy task.
Yes, it's
a nation such as us Armenians, who are very opinionated and very, very set in our opinions.
Yes. Yes, that's why it's not the easy way.
No, it's not. So I think you've done a great, great job, and I want to congratulate you on that.
We are on the way to do that. We haven't finished it because we are trying to create this food value chain of whole grain. So starting from the farmer, from with selected sorts of wheat till the table when the whole family eating whole grain. So we are not finishing our job on this, but we are on the way, on our way. And I am so happy because 10 years ago, no one knows what is whole grain. Yeah. And now they not only know, but also would like to find out and to try it.
They're craving it. Bartanush John, I feel like I could speak with you for another 3-4 hours. I cannot wait to meet you in person when I come to Yerevan next, which I hope will be at the end of this year. And I look forward to going out and eating with you and studying and learning about all the projects. And I don't know if you know in English the word outreach. You are doing a lot of outreach to the Armenian people and Armenian population. And I have a lot of respect for that. So I want to express both my gratitude and my appreciation for your hard and determined work.
Thank you very much. I'm really enjoying every moment of my work. Maybe that's why, yeah.
And that's probably why you have not given up and you keep pushing forward, because you're enjoying the work.
Yes, yes, yeah. I agree with you. Thank you very much. Thank you
very much, Bartanush John. This is Serge from Serevan Restaurant and Flavor Matters. I had the pleasure of speaking with Dr. Bartanush Petrosyan, a medical doctor who educated me about whole wheat production in Armenia and her effort in changing or countering the Western influences in Armenia and maintaining the more traditional way in which Armenians eat. I really appreciate your taking the time with me, Bartanush John.
Thank you, everybody.
Flavor Matters is a joint production of the Serevan Restaurant and Robin Hood Radio. For more information on the Serevan Restaurant in Armenia, New York, serevan.com on the web.